I am going to try to complete Carolina Girl 79's request for people's bucket lists. I recently mentioned to someone or somewhere that I had completed everything that was on my bucket list. So I'm in the process of creating a new bucket list, and thanks for motivating me to get this started. I listened to a couple other people's bucket lists to see if there was something there that might motivate me or get my mind going. Some things did. Somebody mentioned that they wanted to visit all 50 states. I have already visited all 50 states. Not only that, I have had sex in all 50 states. So that's just one of those things that was never on a bucket list, but it just happened. So I'm having a hard time trying to find new things to put on a bucket list. But here are a few, and some of them I think are very achievable, and some of them are maybe not as achievable as I would like. Number one, I want to buy a car made in this century. I have a car and I have a truck, and I love them. They were gifts to me from my dad, and they're in perfect condition. There is absolutely nothing, excuse me, nothing wrong with them. I would never get rid of them or trade them for anything, but they were made in the 1950s, and as much as I love them, I would kind of like one that's a little more modern. But if I don't, yeah, that's something I want. Number two, I want to win a game of Never Have I Ever. Never have I ever won a game of the. Have I ever won a game? It's yeah, I'm probably always the first one out. So yeah, that's a goal of mine. I travel a lot. Those opportunities have come to me, and I've been able to travel to a lot of places. Somebody just asked me this week if I was going to go to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and I'm not. I have been there several times. I have a box full of beads from my adventures in New Orleans. So yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to go there again for a long time. And I've also been to Buenos Aires for Carnival. That was an enlightening adventure. And yeah, if you've never done it, put it on your bucket list. It both of those places are well worth at least one trip. But I have never been to Japan. And I'd like to go. I know people who have been there and they've loved it, and I've been to China, but I've never been to Japan, so I'd like to go to Japan. Number four, I would like to go on a photo safari in Africa. That's another one of those places I have never been to. It's just something that has always been in the back of my mind of someplace I would like. Something I would like to do. So yeah, I would like to go on a photo safari in Africa. And number five, this is probably the one thing on my bucket list that may not ever happen. I would love for it to happen. I have met some amazingly supportive people online, some who have become really good friends. It was never my intent. When I started coming and doing things online many, many years ago to make friends, I just wanted to have fun and, you know, whatever. But I have made some really good friends, and I've never met them in person, and I would love to meet them in person. But I think I have a bigger fear of meeting them than they do of me meeting me. And they probably know the reasons why I have these fears, but yeah, I would. There are very few of those people, very few people I consider as friends. So you know who you are. Some of them are here, and some of them are on other places that I participate online. Now for the five things on my sexual bucket list. This was the hardest thing for me to think of anything. Because if you know me, let's put it this way, this recording would be so much more interesting if I listed all the things that I've marked off my sexual bucket list would definitely be a heck of a lot longer and I know more entertaining, but that's not what she asked for. So number one, to record more on GWA, I record on another subreddit and I feel very comfortable there. I like listening to GWA. I have nothing but respect for anybody who can record here. It's just a fear somewhere in my mind. And if you know me, you understanding this, being able to do this is kind of surprising. But yeah, I'm fairly shy about certain things. But yeah. Number two, actually completing a 100-to-1 challenge. I have never been able to complete one. I might be able to complete one if I didn't have a certain person always helping me do this. But, you know, it's not as much fun doing a 100-to-1 challenge if you don't have someone there helping you in. And he's a great distraction when it comes to completing one. So even if I don't complete it, I've had fun. Number three, I have never, believe it or not, had sex at my local zoo. I've had sex in a lot of public places. I have never had it at my local zoo. The animals do it all the time. Why the heck can't I? So yeah, that may be probably the next thing to come off my bucket list. The person who's going to have, I'm going to have sex with doesn't know that yet, but yeah, he's always game. Number four, write and direct a porn movie. Why not? Not star, write and direct. I don't need to star. You all don't want to see me. I watch a lot of it. I figure I can do as well as anyone else who writes and directs porn movies. Yeah, what can I say? It's a bucket list. Give me a break. And the last thing on my bucket list. Three ways. Sex with another woman. I've had sex with another woman. I have had two men and a woman, me and two other men, and me and a woman and a man. So FFM, MMF, FF. But I've never had with two other women. Me and two other women. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's something on my bucket list. I don't know if it's an achievable thing on my bucket list. Yeah, but that's what a bucket list is for. Thanks for listening. Yeah, I think I'm going to go write down all the things that I've marked off my bucket list. Thanks.